What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, aunties and uncles, boys and girls, and everyone else around the world? Welcome to the Blendium Project podcast, where we use love to redefine Black and South Asian relationships while shattering stereotypes at the same damn time. I'm your host and founder of the Blendium Project podcast, Jonah Batumzi. Walk with us. A very warm welcome to episode zero. During this episode, we'll introduce you to the podcast and let you know what to expect during series one. It's 2017. I was packing my bags for a family trip to India with my wife and kids. A friend forwarded me an Al Jazeera article with a sarcastic comment attached, "Don't get beat up." The title of the article read, "African Victims of Racism in India Share Their Stories." Street mobs across India were attacking anyone who resembled an African around the country. This happened in Delhi, Bangalore, and various other places around the country. I'm not going to lie, I was somewhat shook. I traveled across the world many times before, but this was the first time I was traveling with my wife and kids to a somewhat hostile location. Oh yeah. Did I mention I'm Ugandan American, my wife is Indian, and we have two beautiful mixed race children? We're what some people may refer to as a Blendian couple, which means Black and Indian or Black and South Asian couple. I started thinking a lot during that trip. Started thinking about the caste system, colonialism, anti-Blackness, colorism. I'd never met another Black and South Asian couple like us in the 10 years since we'd been married, but I decided I was going to find people who shared similar experience. I started a campaign to crowdsource stories of other blending couples, and that's how the project started. As I started sharing these stories, there were several major takeaways. These stories provided an opportunity for healing for those who'd experienced something similar. They inspired hope for those people trying to make existing relationships work, and they resonated with people from outside these communities. The podcast was born from the thought that our stories can help make sense of the madness we're experiencing in contemporary society. Now, as much as I love talking, and I know that you love hearing from me, you're going to grow tired of me, right? So I'm going to introduce you to my co-hosts, and share more of our individual stories. I really want you to feel as if you know the people who you're listening to. In each of the episodes, we'll walk through common trials, tribulations, challenges, and experience of Black and South Asian couples during particular phases of their relationships. So we'll start from the very beginning, meeting the parents, introductions to the parents, dealing with aunties in the wider community, planning a multicultural interfaith wedding, raising multicultural kids, and more. Where possible, we'll invite guests who can bring a special perspective or add to the conversation. So I'm very keen on having a few aunties and uncles, some of the older generation who may have stereotypes passed on to them from grandparents. This could be specialists around anti-Blackness, colorism, etc. One thing I love about podcasts is being able to learn about a subject or topic I'm interested in while doing something else at the same time. So you could be driving and learning about finance, or lifting weights and learning about marketing and creativity. I believe that people will be able to learn something from this podcast without feeling as if they're having information shoved down their throats. So several things that I'm passionate about that I believe that you'll learn. Being Black is not a monolith. You could be African American, African, Ugandan, Black British, Black Caribbean. I want people to, regardless of your skin color, come to this forum with an open mind. Forget what you've been fed from the media. These are real people, real experiences, real stories. I want to inspire us to think critically about these stereotypes within our communities, how they're formed, and ultimately, how we can break them down. Likewise, being brown is not a monolith. You could be Gujarati, Malayalam, could be Sikh, you could be Telugu. Again, come with an open mind, listen to these stories, and form your own perspectives. We are living amongst some of the most diverse communities of modern history. We're talking about challenges associated with intercultural, interfaith, multicultural relationships, as well as touching on how we raise kids within these environments. Lastly, we hope that this podcast will allow you and help you to become a better human being. We all have stereotypes, biases, whether that's within particular communities or individually. Again, we hope that this allows us to think critically, challenge those, and break them down where required. We want you to be entertained from this podcast. We will laugh, we will cry, we'll yell, we'll scream. I might even curse. We are human, we're vulnerable. These are our stories. I don't believe you can address anti-blackness within the South Asian community without talking about black and brown love. It's almost like having a conversation on diversity without having any diversity on the panel. We are the first podcast using black and brown love as a way to redefine relationships between our communities. Now that you've made it this far, I want you to go to whatever platform you listen to podcasts on and subscribe to the show. Also, be sure to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell another friend. Hell, tell a parent or an auntie about the Blendian Project podcast. We thank you for listening to episode 0. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I cannot wait to share the Blendian Project podcast with you further. Thank you.